Hello and welcome to the 19th episode in the second season from the Hijinks TV podcast. It is I am he is we, and together we are the hosts of Hijinks TV. I am your friendly local neighborhood dick nutbutt here to bring you another entertaining podcast full of entertainment, sprinkled with some surprises throughout. I think I just had a mini stroke there. Feels like it. My words are jumbled. Anyway, we have an amazing podcast lined up for you guys. We've got some things we're going to discuss. We've got some stuff that's going to happen. And that right there. What was it? It was it. And you're going to find out later on in this podcast. But before we begin, a huge announcement. We have broke into our 14th fucking country. That's right, we are now listened to in Israel as well. Oh my god, the world tour season just keeps touring the fucking world. Can we get into 15 countries by the end of this season? I don't know, but I think that we can, because you guys have been sharing, you guys have been listening, you guys have been inviting your friends to listen and share, and so on and so forth, and they've been inviting their friends to listen and share, and we have broke 7,100 plays. We've broken into 14 different countries. Holy shit. I think I've got a name for season 3. Alright, well, without further ado, sit back, relax, and away we go.
Dick! Hey! Dick! Oh my god! I think I was gonna catch you.
Dude, I'm fucking sitting here in my front lawn. Why do you think you're going to catch me?
Because... you know what? Here, take this. This is for you. I've been working on this all day long, alright? So just take this. And read. Okay.
All right. Let me see that. This appears to be a location, Batman.
Yeah, it's a location for a special surprise.
Really? You... I don't know if I want to trust you in your special surprises.
Wasn't the cheesecake fucking delicious?
Well... I mean, yeah, well, it was pretty good.
Okay, then it stands to reason that, the surprise I have for you is going to be as delicious, if not more tasty, than that cheesecake was. Okay? So, just go to that location, alright? Alright, I'll see ya! Bye!
Jesus fucking Christ, how the fuck does he run so fast? So, I have slowly been seeing more people, thankfully, sharing about the pedophiles that have been being caught, about the child sex trafficking that's been going on, that's been slowly, children have been saved from it. But I more so see news about this, the Kenosha area incidents. The Kenosha rapist, as I'm going to refer to Jacob Black as, Jacob Blake, whatever the fuck his name is. And everybody's dubbed Kyle Rittenhouse as the Kenosha killer. So the Kenosha rapist and the Kenosha killer. Both of these incidences happened within a very short amount of time. Both of these made not just national news, but worldwide news. Both of these incidents have made worldwide news. Yet isn't it odd that both of these instances happened right around the time that Jeffrey Epstein's girlfriend was supposed to be making an announcement about who all has been involved in the elite pedophile ring, giving up celebrity names and elite millionaires' names about who all has been involved in the pedophile ring, and there is more national crises with the Kenosha rapist and the Kenosha killer. Okay. Alright. I had somebody actually fucking tell me that they are sorry that they don't share more about child sex trafficking and all of these children that are being saved from all of these pedophiles. And they told me that they don't share it because they don't want to have the horrific news on their own timeline, because it's just so sick that they don't want their friends and family to see them sharing things like this, because it's just so sick. How the fuck do you think those children feel? You're not going to share something on your Facebook page that is happening in the fucking world because you don't want your friends and family to see that you're wanting these children to be rescued, you're wanting these children to be saved from a fucking, not a life. I don't know how you can call being captured and forced into either child labor or child sex acts. That's not a life. It's not a life for anybody. But for people to actually say, I'm not going to share this because it's too dark, it's too sick, it's too twisted. This is shit that is actually going on. This is not fictional. This is not fake news. This is real fucking life. And if real fucking life is too goddamn hard for you to look at, for you to acknowledge, for you to accept, and for you to try to advocate for, well, then you have absolutely no fucking right standing up for BLM. You have absolutely no fucking right standing up for gun laws. You have absolutely no fucking right to stand up for any goddamn fucking thing if you were seriously going to look at what is really going on to these children and you were going to say that I can't share that because it's too dark. It's too sick. It's too twisted. Really? Really? But you will openly share fucking pictures, not even posts, not even words, but you're willing to share pictures that depict something that did not fucking happen. But you're gonna make it seem like it was the exact same incident. If you don't know what I mean, what I'm specifying is the Kenosha rapist and the Kenosha killer happening at the exact same time, and they did not. If you had any plans on coming to America, my listeners in the other countries, I beg you, do not do it. Stay where you are. This country is a lie. They try to tell you that all of this great, miraculous stuff is going to happen if you come over here. You're probably going to wish you could just go back to your old country. So I would look for somewhere else to go than the United States, because the United States is clearly full of fucking retards. Not sorry. That's just what I've been saying over the last fucking 9 months. We're in September now. It's month 9. There are only 3 months left in this fucking year. Yeah. America has showed how fucking retarded they are this year.
and Lee Park is up in the rafters. What the? No fucking way. Bad man?
What do you want, Bernard?
Why are you hanging upside down up there?
I was trying to sleep, asshole. Why are you down there yelling up at me?
Because you've never done this before. And it's out of character for you. You're a bad man, not a Batman.
Well, I mean, my idol does this, so I figured I'd give it a try. Maybe I'd grow some wings.
You know Batman does not really have wings, right?
Who the fuck said anything about Batman? I meant Man Bat.
What?
Man Bat. Not Batman. Man Bat. That's who my idol is. Man Bat.
I don't underfucking stand you, ever. I mean, I know what you just said, but I don't understand why you say some of the stupid shit you say.
It's not stupid, Bernard. You're stupid, all right? By the way, I set something up with Dick. Here, take this paper.
This is just a location.
Yeah, go to the location, all right? Tell Dick I sent you. He'll know what to do. Everything's set up. Alright, bye!
What the fuck, Batman? Oh my god, that son of a bitch just ran super fast.
This one's gonna be, you know what? I have not held back a single fucking time any other podcast, and I'm not going to not hold back this time either. What I say may anger you, what I say may upset you, and if it does, good. Because if what I say angers and upsets you, there's either a couple of reasons. Either you are part of what's going on and you know this and you're upset at me calling you out for it, or you will also understand why I am pissed off, and you too will become pissed off about why this is all asked backwards. There has been a fucking race war started between the blacks and the whites in this fucking country again, after we had tried to work so fucking hard to not fucking do this shit. Look at the shit that's fucking happening in this goddamn fucking country, okay? Just not even 2 weeks ago, I want to say not even 2 weeks ago, I'm going to be 100% fucking honest, this entire goddamn year is turning into one fucking blur. I don't even know what the fuck day it is right now, to be quite honest with you. So within the last couple of fucking weeks, okay, we have had an entire fucking nation turn on a 17-year-old boy. A 17-year-old boy. A 17-year-old child. Okay? Let's just put that fucking out there. 17-year-old child. Because you were not an adult until apparently 18. You can't purchase cigarettes and alcohol until you're 21, or marijuana until you're 21. A 17-year-old child, okay, has been turned into a monster. They said that he went on a rampage. They said that he went down there just to murder people because he had an assault rifle. No, they said this because his skin is white. You don't believe me? That can't be possible, Mr. Nutbutt. How could it be possible that a little white boy with white privileges is being called a monster and a murderer and a massacrer
and that he went on a rampage, but he has so many white privileges. That's not possible. He can't possibly be sitting in fucking jail right now awaiting fucking charges for his actions, but his white privilege, right? Yeah, okay. So this morning I wake up and I stupidly fucking scroll down Facebook again, because I'm a fucking idiot, and I see a group of Black Lives Matter militia, all black militia, by the way, all black young men, by the way, with assault rifles. They all have assault rifles, ARs, automatic weaponry, the exact same guns that Kyle had. But, they are being hailed as an outstanding great group. Nothing wrong with these men down there with fucking assault rifles. No, because the color of their skin makes their gun and their intent completely different. Right? Okay, now here is why that is fucking wrong. Okay? Because that's racism. I am now pointing out that this is fucking racist, okay? You want to say white people have white fucking privileges? Really? What privileges have I been privy to that I did not know that I was privy to? Because I have had some fucked up shit happen in my white life that should not have happened, okay? No, it's not white privilege. It's fucking money, you stupid ass cunt motherfuckers. Money. Not white privilege. Black people have money. Mexicans have money. Asians have money. Okay? All of these fucking races also have privileges if they have a certain amount of money. You hear that word? Money. Not white privilege, not black privilege, not Hispanic privilege, not Asian privilege. Money. Do you hear that? Money. Cha-ching. Money. There is no fucking thing as white privilege, you stupid assholes. And for anybody who is going to say that Kyle only went down there with the purpose to kill people because he had a gun with him, you're not going to say the exact same thing about this militia group that's black that has assault rifles that are marching towards another group of people. This militia group with guns, with assault rifles, is marching towards another group of people. And why do they need their assault rifles? Is it for self-protection, or are they about to go murder a bunch of people? Is that too fucking hard for you to answer? Okay. I guess we'll start sprinkling some fucking fairy dust everywhere and go catch us some unicorns to fart all over our fucking faces so we can keep this goddamn fucking blurry vision up that shit's not going on when it really fucking is, but you don't want to fucking address it because it's just too goddamn hard. Well, here we go. We're gonna address it now.
Oh, shut up, Mike. Mike, it's me, Rebecca.
Oh my God, Jesus fucking Christ. Why were you choking me like that, Mike?
Well, I mean, I felt somebody behind me. I turn around, I fucking grab you. You're right there behind. Why the fuck are you behind me there, bad man? What the fuck are you doing back here? Looking like you're looking right here at my face like this.
Mike, we have something for you. All right, take this paper.
What, the rolling papers or something?
No. Read it. There's a note on it.
I'll read it later.
Mike, I kinda need you to read it now, okay? Because there's an important message on it.
Nah, I think I'll read it later, alright, when you're not around. Why don't you just tell me what the message says?
Mike, it has a location. You need to be at that location at a certain time. Alright, it has a location and a time. Just look at the fucking... I don't have time for this, Mike. I gotta be somewhere. Tell your parents to be there, too. And don't be late, alright? Got something big planned. Something really big.
I don't like the way you're looking, but I think that's a good thing. All right, Batman, I'll see you later. Have a go. Holy shit, where the fuck did he go?
Alright, well, that is going to wrap up episode 19 for the second season of the Hijinks TV podcast. I feel like I said that wrong, but I also feel like you guys are smart enough to know exactly what I just said. I am stoned enough to not know what the fuck I just said. Okay, I forgot what I was doing here. We're doing the outro. Alright, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you guys for sharing, for inviting your friends to listen, share, and inviting their friends to listen and share. And because that has happened, we have entered into 14 different countries. We are over 7.1 thousand plays. That couldn't have been possible without you guys. Without the listeners, the podcast doesn't do shit. It's impossible for me to have listened to my own podcasts over 7,000 times right now. It's impossible for me to have jumped around into 14 different countries. No, that is you guys. You guys have been doing that, so thank you so fucking much. Season 3, I am going to be digging deep into my own pockets, pinching pennies, buying some cool... That was a silent burp. What the fuck? Holy shit. That was the first time that's ever happened to me in my entire life. Silent burp. That one probably would have been pretty big. Maybe a dog heard it. Anywho. All right. 14 different countries. Over 7.1 thousand plays. You guys are the best fucking fans a guy could ask for. All right. Let's see if we can hit 15 countries before the end of season 2. We still got 6 more episodes. I said it right this time. I know I said it wrong in one of my podcasts. So, my math ain't that horrible. You've got 6 more episodes coming at you guys. That's what she said. So, we'll see you guys next time. And remember to invite all your friends.